And when I was thinking about this, I'd like to give my talks a name.
Keď som na to tak rozmýšľal, chcel som to nejako pomenovať, túto kázeň.
And I called this sermon.
Tak som ju nazval.
I don't know how you translate this. Lock me up. I hear voices.
Zamknite ma, počujem hlasy.
Because if you to say to people you hear voices, it means you're cuckoo. And yeah, this is a difficult subject because when we speak about hearing God's voice, we have different experiences.
Takže je to taká ťažká téma, lebo keď sa rozprávame o tom, že počujeme, ako k nám Boh prehovára, tak...
I mean, I've had bad experiences of people saying, God said this, and it can't be right.
Hej, mal som aj také zážitky, keď niekto povedal, že Boh mi toto povedal, ale nebolo to správne.
And I've also had experience of people saying, God said this, and then I didn't know how to answer because I couldn't argue anything else because God said it.
Hey, alebo niekto povedal, že toto mi Boh povedal, a ja som nevedela na to reagovať, neviem som, čo mám na to povedať.
But then also, when I look in the Bible, I see God speaks.
Ale keď si otvorím Bibliu, tak vidím, že Boh ku mne prehovára.
To us.
K nám.
So, let's have a look in the Bible first of all.
Sa najprv pozrieme do Biblie.
The most famous prayer of the Hebrews Israelites.
Tá najznámejšia modlitba židovská.
It's called the Shema.
To bola...
Shema.
Shema.
Is it Shema?
Yeah.
Shema in Slovak. And we find it in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 6. Deuteronomy 6. Fifth book,
Deuteronomy,
and it is chapter 6, verses 4 and 5.
Deuteronomium, piata kniha. Šestá kapitola, štvrtý verš.
This is what the Israelites would have said multiple times.
To počuli Izraeliti veľmi často.
In English it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord above all your heart, all your soul, with all your strength." In Slovak.
Po slovensky. Počuj, Izrael. Hospodin je náš Boh, Hospodin je jediný. Milovať budeš Hospodina, svojho Boha, celým srdcom, celou dušou a celou silou.
The whole of the Israelite faith was based around this.
Veškerá viera sa odvíjala od tohto.
And the word Shema means to hear.
A to slovo Shema znamená v preklade počuť.
Which is why your translation says, "Hear, O Israel," or "Počuť, Israel." It literally means hear. So in the center of the faith of the Israelites was to listen to what God says. There's an expectation that God speaks and we need to listen. And as we look in the scriptures, we see God speaking. In the beginning, the galaxies were formed, the planets, the stars. And it was all done by God speaking. So in English, we have, for example, "Let there be light."
Angličtine sú to 4 slova, nech je svetlo.
Mm-hmm. In Slovak, I think it's 3.
Nech je svetlo
is 3 words. Apparently in Hebrew it's 2 words.
A podľa Po hebrejsky jsou to i vedla slovo.
Let there be light.
I would have seen one.
Pretty much. So with just two, three, or four words, depending on your language. Quite crazy when we think that God could speak to us, and with two or three words, He can create light. And I like to look back to Genesis. To see what happened before there was sin. Because when you see what happened before sin, you kind of see what God thought was good. Makes sense, yeah? God created the world and said it was good. And then there's a gap between that and sin. And during that gap between God creating the world and sin coming, Adam and Eve, man and woman, would walk in the garden and speak to God. They would just walk and talk
and listen.
And it continued like that until sin came. And then it seemed to become more difficult for people to hear God, I don't know. We know that they hid from God because they didn't want to listen to God. God still spoke to them. But at some point sin caused a problem between humans and God. And hearing God was part of the problem.
Nakolko vstoupil ten hřích, tak způsobil problém mezi počúvaním Boha a těch lidí.
The relationship was broken.
A ten vztah byl zlomený, pokazený.
But God still spoke.
Ale napřík tomu Boh hovoril.
But in the Old Testament we see God speaking, but not to everyone, but just to some people.
V starém zákoně vidíme, že Boh prehováral, ale nie už ku každému, ale tým prorokom.
Not just the products, but to certain people that he chose. So God spoke face to face with Moses. Spoke through the prophets. Spoke through the scriptures. He spoke in an audible voice. Angels. Dreams.
Nami,
whispers. He actually also spoke through trusted people. So not necessarily a prophet, but someone who was wise and God would speak through the wise person. And also he spoke through a donkey. Because God still wanted the relationship with people. He still wants to make himself known. And the New Testament is no different. In fact, actually, the New Testament becomes even more personal. Because God decides that he would send his only son into the world so the relationship can get better. And it's no surprise that Jesus is called the Word. So the Word of God came, in other words, God is speaking again. And we find God the Father speaking through Jesus to us. And to go further, they give us the Holy Spirit. So there's a link to Jesus that we can speak to him.
Je tam takýto link do Pána Ježiša, aby sme s ním mohli hovoriť.
So all throughout the scriptures we find God wants to speak.
Takže celé písmo vidíme, že Boh chce k nám hovoriť.
It's unmistakable. What he does, he wants relationship with us and he speaks with us. Nie,
to je nejako pomilík, tak to robí.
So why are we so scared? Why are we scared of God speaking to us?
But
I said all these things about God wanting to communicate with us, but when someone says to me, God told me this, I look at them
funny.
Some people, if they say it, I think, oh, if Charlie told me, God told me this,
I don't know if I
believe
it.
But God could have told me
something.
So where's the problem?
Takže kde je ten problém?
Why is it so difficult to like hear God when it's supposed to be the most natural thing?
Prečo je to také ťažké počuť Boha, keď malo by to byť také prirodzené?
Because we are created to be in relationship with God.
Lebo sme boli stvorení na tento vzťah s Bohom.
To walk and talk with God.
Aby sme hovorili a prechádzali sa s ním.
And so I come to the conclusion, it's not God's problem.
Tak som prišiel k záveru, že nie je to jeho problém, nie je to problém Boha, ale
it's our problem.
Ale je to náš problém.
The problem's on our side.
Ten problém je nás. Na.
And I think God does speak to us.
Myslím si, že Boh nám prehovára.
In many different ways.
Rôznymi spôsobmi.
But we don't hear.
Ale nepočujeme.
This is why we play this game, to see if people are good at listening or not. You proved yourself to be good at listening. It would have been fun to do it if one person was at the back. And whether you could actually hear from the back to the front through the directions.
That would not have worked for me.
Yeah. Or if we change languages between people. I mean, the problem is sin. Our sin stops us from hearing what God wants to tell us. And also we're so distracted. At this precise moment, you're probably thinking about what to have for dinner. If I was sitting where you were, I would be thinking about different things. Because it's not always easy to concentrate on what God wants. I heard a very fun story. You know the story. So there's a very famous speaker in England.
Christian speaker.
And he writes books on prayer. So he's the founder of 24/7 prayer. And he was traveling from his home to London by train. And he tells us in his book that I'm reading at the moment. And so he got his podcast ready for the journey. And so he's got it on his phone, put his headphones in. For some reason, he was listening to a podcast about the menopause. He's a man, he's listening to a podcast about the menopause. And he sat there, he pressed play. He sat down and pressed play. And the lady started speaking. Couldn't hear it very well because he was on the train. Got his phone and turned the volume up. He could just about hear it, so he thought, okay, it must be a noisy train, it's raining outside. Because it's England, of course. So he kept listening, it was interesting for him. He kept having problems like hearing what the lady was saying. And he saw the lady sitting opposite him, looking at him like a little bit weird. Oh no, she's going to want to have a conversation. You don't want to have a conversation on the train with someone. So he kind of gave her a smile and carried on listening. He still had problems hearing what he was listening to. He turned out to Paul
Holliday.
You guess what the story is, haven't you? He got into the station. The podcast finished. He realized his headphones weren't plugged in. The whole way they'd be listening to him, listening to a podcast on the menopause. The lady didn't want a conversation with him. She wanted to plug in the headphones. I think it's a fantastic example of us or me listening to God. Having problems hearing what God wants, but we haven't plugged in. Oh dear. Is this just me or is that, I don't know if it's the same, But as we were speaking last week, and we were supposed to be listening to God. Mishka like had the picture of the cat. I was reminded of a verse that I like in the Bible. And you probably know this, Jeremiah 29:11 is really famous. Yeah, it's for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope in the future.
Sú to zámery pokoja a nie nešťastia. Dám vám budúcnosť a nádej.
Yeah, everybody knows that that's really famous. You put it on your wall, you put it on a picture.
Videli ste obrázky vytlačené z tohto vecku.
You know what comes after?
Viete, čo je potom? Za tým?
I didn't really think about what came after.
No som nerozmýšľala na tým, že to ako sa pokračuje ďalej.
And like, so last week I sat and looked at that verse and then I read the next two verses as well. And it says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you and you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So God's got these plans for us and we don't know these plans. And I always think it's a great verse, but I'd love to know the plans God has for me. But I never read on to see, oh, you're supposed to pray and seek God and then maybe you might know something. Because God wants us to seek him. And Jesus said exactly the same. Knock and he will answer the door. And I'll seek and you will find. And we know there are many different ways that God speaks today. Of course God speaks through his word. So every time we open the Bible, we should be expecting God to say something to us, because
of
his word. Hopefully God speaks through coming to church and listening to sermons. Or through the Christian community.
Albo stres nejaké spoločenstvo.
God can speak through pictures like Mishka had last week, or prophecies.
Prehovoriť aj cez obrazy alebo proroctva.
Dreams.
Sny.
Big dreams are interesting.
Sny sú zaujímavé.
Because when we're sleeping, it's the time when we're not distracted.
Lebo keď spíme, tak to je ten čas, keď nie sme vyrušení.
There's probably no surprise that God speaks when we're dreaming, because that's when we're not busy looking at our phone.
A vtedy sa nie prekvapuje, že nám Boh môže hovoriť, lebo napríklad nie sme na svojich mobiloch.
Of course God speaks through His Holy Spirit.
Boh prehovára skrze svojho Ducha Svätého.
I find that in thoughts that I have, God speaks to me.
Ja nachádzam, že Boh prehovára ku mne skrze myšlenky.
Thoughts which I know are not my thoughts.
Myšlenky, ktoré viem, že nie sú moje myšlenky.
But I come to know our usually God's thoughts.
Ale tak som prišiel na to, ktoré to sú tie jeho myšlienky.
I've only come to know that over time.
A to som tak na to prišiel až časom.
And I was thinking about this God's voice.
Keď som rozmýšľal nad týmto Božím hlasom.
And I have to say this in the right way, because you could take this the wrong way. And say that.
Musím to povedať tým správnym spôsobom, lebo aby je to pochopili. Ako to myslím?
I feel that our task is to seek God and to know God.
Myslím, že našou úlohou je hľadať Boha a
and to know God.
A poznať ho.
Paul's great desire was to know God more.
Pavlova taká najväčšia túžba bola, aby poznal Boha.
And in John 10, Jesus speaks about us being his sheep and we know his voice.
Knie Jana rozpráva Pán Ježiš o tom, ako my sme jeho ovce, ktoré poznali jeho hlas.
I was thinking, when we arrive at the gates of heaven, I can't pass over my baptismal certificate. I haven't been confirmed, so that's a problem. I can't form, you're not confirmed, you're baptized. But from my idea and from my reading of the Bible, it's do you know Jesus or not?
A z môjho vnímania a pochopenia Biblie je to o tom, či poznáš Pána Ježiša alebo nie.
But if you don't know him, then you're not going.
Lebo keď ho nepoznáš, tak tam nejdeš.
So this seeking Jesus and knowing Jesus more is the ultimate thing for us to do.
Toto poznávanie Pána Ježiša, to je to, čo máme robiť.
Ultimate, the biggest.
Najväčšie.
Yeah. However, there's one problem.
Ale je tam problém.
I'm standing for this problem, Erica. Don't translate. Yeah. I'm standing for this problem. Erica Sweeney is standing next to me.
Yes, I'm ready.
Erica tells me something.
I
need to listen.
Tak musí počúvať.
Step number one.
Krok číslo jedna.
Is to listen.
Je počúvať.
Step number two is to do what you're told.
Krok číslo dva je urobiť to, čo treba.
Yeah. If I'm told this, but I don't do it, what's the point?
Keď mi povie toto a toto a toto a neurobím to.
What's the point?
Tak o čom to je?
Yeah. So here's the thing. We're supposed to sit down there. We're supposed to seek God, but also we're supposed to do what He says.
Takže máme hľadať Boha, ale tiež máme robiť to, čo hovorí.
It's all good for us to read God's word, to listen as we're praying, to listen as we're walking.
Je dobré teda modliť sa a hľadať ho.
What do you say? it's all good for us to listen, but if we don't follow the instructions, if I read in the Bible in the morning that I should be bold and not be scared,
ak čítam Biblii ráno, aby som bol odvážny, aby som sa nebal,
Which is what it said this morning.
Then
I can't go into today being scared and not being bold. Otherwise I'm not listening to what God says, so it's useless. And then I can't complain that God doesn't speak because he has, but I haven't listened and haven't done it. Jesus says this in John 10. So John 10, 27. It says, my sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me. So it's John 10, 27.
Moje ovce počúvajú môj hlas. Ja ich poznám a oni ma nasledujú.
So we can have the we are God's sheep and like we know his voice.
Tak môžeme mať, že sme ovce a poznáme jeho hlas.
It's nice.
To je pekné.
But then we're missing the part, the next part.
Ale to nám chýba tá ďalšia časť.
And they follow.
A že nasledujú.
Because the sheep listen to what the shepherd says. So not only do we have to seek and know God, but we actually have to listen. And we have to follow. It says exactly what Jesus said with the wise and foolish men. The whole point was you're supposed to listen to Jesus' words and put them into action.
Action.
Yeah.
You have
to do it. Yeah. That was the whole difference between the two builders. One listened to the words and followed, the other one didn't. When I used to teach children years ago, we used to get it wrong. We used to say, oh yes, build your life upon Jesus. Which is correct. But the actual Bible verse says that you should listen to my words and put them to action. That is teaching.
Píše, že máme počúvať jeho slova, to, čo sa píše v Biblii.
To listen to the things I say and do.
Takže to, čo hovoril, a robiť to.
It is in Matthew 7, by the way.
To bolo v Matúšovi 7.
Let's have a look. Matthew 7. Matthew 7, 24.
Matúš 7:24.
Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like the wise man.
A tak každý, kto počúva tieto moje slova a plní ich, bude sa podobať múdremu mužovi, ktorý si postavil dom na skalu.
And the Bible is littered, the Bible is full of people who listen to God and put it into action.
Biblia je plná ľudí, ktorí počuli Boží hlas a robili to, čo im hovorí.
Some of them immediately did it.
Niektorí to urobili hneď.
Mary's amazing, yeah?
Maria je úžasná.
God tells her home for an angel and she says, yes, I will do
it. Anja povedala hneď, že urobí to.
Gideon was a little bit less so sure.
Gideon nebol tiež taký istý.
But the more he listened, the quicker he got at doing what God wanted.
Ale čím viac počúval, tak tým tak rýchlejšie reagoval na to, čo Boh hovorí.
The first time God spoke to him through the angel of the Lord, he wanted proof that it was actually God.
Ten prvýkrát, keď k nemu hovoril ten anjel Boží, tak chcel nejaký dôkaz od neho.
But when it came to sending people away from the army, so it was impossible to win, he did it immediately.
Ale vtedy, keď potom už tak neskôr to príbehu, keď hovoril, aby poslal nejakú časť armády preč, by tak byli, tak vtedy to bolo hneď.
So my challenge for you this morning.
Tak moja výzva pre vás dnes ráno.
Is number one, are we seeking and trying to hear God.
Čiže hľadáme a počujeme od Boha.
Number one.
To je číslo jedna.
But secondly,
a tá druhá,
are we willing to act on what he says?
Že, či sme ochotní reagovať na to, čo nám hovorí.
Let me say that again.
Ešte raz.
So number one.
Tak to je to prvé.
Are we seeking and listening to God?
Či hľadáme a počúvame Boha?
And then are we going to act on what he says?
A po druhé, že či vidíme reagovať na to, čo nám hovorí.
I don't believe that God doesn't speak to us.
Lebo neverím tomu, že by k nám Boh nehovoril.
I think he does speak to us, but we're not listening.
Myslím si, že k nám hovorí, ale nepočúvame ho.
So let's be quiet for a moment.
Tak na chvíľu sa tíšime.
Close your eyes.
Môžete si zavrieť oči.
Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that we read in the scriptures that you want to speak to us.
Pane Bože, tak ďakujeme za to, že čítame si Biblii, že ty k nám chceš prehovárať.
And Lord, I'm sure we all long that you would communicate with us so that we understand what you're saying.
Užuje Pane Bože, aby ty si k nám hovoril, komunikoval a porozumeli sme tomu, čo nám hovoríš.
So I will ask, Lord, that you will give us the ears to hear what we have to
say to us.
I pray to take away the sin that keeps us from you. Take away the distractions, Lord, which are distracting us from meeting with you.
Máme všetko, čo rušuje, čo nás vyrušuje, týmto bolo mohli byť pri teba.
We desire to know you more, Lord Jesus.
My túžime ťa lepšie poznať, Pane Ježišu.
We ask your Holy Spirit give us strength as well.
Modlíme sa, aby nám Tvoj Duch Svätý dal silu.
Strength to obey. Strength to follow what you say
to us.
What you put into our minds. What we read in in the Bible. What we hear from trusted people.